Schools do a lot more than teach kids. Teachers and counselors are also a source of support for kids who are struggling with mental health issues. But when summer break rolls around, emotional turmoil doesn't go on vacation. Suicide is the second leading cause of death nationally for people between the ages of 10 and 24. As Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reports, that's why a unique partnership has formed in Campbell County to support kids year-round.
In the library of Sunflower Elementary School on Gillette's southwest side, Dr. William Heinecke is hard at work as a psychologist.
I'm putting the hat on now. Actually, I'm putting on two hats. I've got half a shirt on over a polo shirt. Where I usually put my pen, I'm going to put a toothbrush.
The Mardi Gras mask he's putting on, followed by his eyeglasses, might be deceiving, but this wild outfit is part of a serious effort to help troubled elementary school kids. They've been diagnosed with things like anxiety, depression, anger issues, and are at risk for suicide.
And what is this going to help them do?
Just be observing, work together, have some fun. So it's kind of playful. And we know children like to play, and that's their language.
Heinecke cuts the explanation short as a group of little kids, all under 12, file into the library with smiles beaming across their faces. 5 weeks into a 6-week summer program, these young kids stay calm, quietly whispering and working together. For each silly thing they notice about his outfit and write down, they score a point. For over 30 years, Dr. Heinecke has been running this summer program.
It's the basic behaviors of cooperation, following instructions, staying on task. These are troubled kids that struggle with those issues.
In this group therapy summer camp, around 80 kids work on their ability to weather different situations under the guise of fun, riding the school bus to take a tour of the firehouse and swimming at the pool. And after a day of excitement, they come back to Sunflower Elementary for yoga and story time, an opportunity to learn how to relax and calm themselves.
So they're growing. You know, to me, behaviors come first, and then they can get the academics.
Heinecke says over the last 30 years, he's seen Campbell County School District No. 1 doing more and more to address the mental well-being of its students. His summer program is part of a unique partnership between his employer, Campbell County Health, and the school system. This integrated approach is an effort much bigger than the summer camp. Together, these two organizations are also responsible for Wyoming's only school-based health center, which is where we've come today.
Right now, we're in the parking lot, and we just pulled up to our kid clinic, which is an old elementary building, the old Hillcrest Elementary here in Gillette.
That's Kip Farnham, Director of Student Support Services for the school district. This repurposed elementary school provides primary care and mental health and substance abuse services to young people across Campbell County.
And that's not only school kids, but kids 6 weeks to 21 years of age.
Since opening the doors 5 years ago,
every year we are increasing the amount of students we see by anywhere from 35% to 45%. And it's just a super successful model.
He says grants help get the project off the ground. The school provided the space and Campbell County Health provided the clinicians. And because they take insurance and Medicaid, the clinic now financially sustains itself. For the uninsured, there's a sliding scale fee system, and Farnham says kids with limited resources get services for free. And even when summer vacation hits, the clinic is still in full swing.
You know, our school counselors are off, but our mental health providers at the clinic, they're on every working day, they're available to the kids. It's just an excellent opportunity for our kids to get that continued care throughout the summer.
With 4 mental health providers working full-time, Farnham says the demand indicates they're doing something right.
I know our graduation rate is going up. I believe our attendance rates are coming up. So I think these things really help.
What really motivates these efforts, Farnham says, is an attempt to save lives.
We've had some terrible suicide issues in our community.
And across the country, the number of kids and adolescents admitted to children's hospitals for thoughts of suicide or self-harm more than doubled during the last decade, according to research released this year. But in Campbell County, Farnham says the number of completed suicides has started to decline in the last couple years.
I think a lot of it has to do with some of the efforts we've made in our community. And this, I think this sort of facility really helps us, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to see that rate drop even more.
But Farnham says they still lose students every year to suicide, a potent reminder why providing year-round services is such important work. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.